Let us start from the Mishnah Daf Peivov Amud Aleph. Minayin lepeleta shichvazera b'yayim ashlishi shehi tmeya. An isha after the bia is pelet shichvazera, and it is the third day shehi tmeya. Shenema ayu nechaynim l'shloishes yomim. Let us see Rashi shehi tmeya the yayim ashlishi the third day akati loy misrecha shichvazera. The shichvazera is not nisrach yet. Ru'uya likloit. It is roi that she should become this abba from that zera. V'liyais vlad noitzach imeno. V'kerinin shichvas zera horoyu lahazriya. That is roi that the vlad should come out of it yet. L'gimul yomim, the hikpid hakosuv al tumas keri b'matan teire. The pasuk was makpid that they should be. There should not be tmeim keri b'shas matan teira, or kesovar im yoim haprishe koma. That including the first day, the day that they were peirish, there were 3 days. The bedalad b'shabes pirshum neshesayim, that they were peirish Wednesday, v'kiblu teira b'shabes, shehu revii lo'oysam sheshim shemitaseyim b'revii lifnei haprishe. So this is the 4th day. V'tovlu leile Shabbos, and they table themselves Shabbos by night. It's this Friday night. Lechosh akosuv im yifloitu b'Shabbos. So what'll be if they'll be after the tvile, the isha will be poilit, the shichvazera. So it's gornish, the misra, ve'einoi shichvazera roi lazriya. Avol impoltu erev Shabbos b'shlishi tmeyes. But if they would be pilot erev Shabbos, so then they'd become tmeyes. L'kach ifrishan shloisha yomim, to ensure that after the tvila, which was leile Shabbos, afilu they'll be pilot, the noshim will not become tmeyes. So that is the first halach in the Mishnah. Minayin lepeileta shichvazera b'yoyim ashlishi shehi tmeya. In the 3rd day, she is still tummy. Shenemai nechaynim l'shloishes yomim. That after 3 days, they will be nechaynim for Kabbalah Satoira. Minayin shemachitzin es hamilo b'yoyim ashlishi shechaliyos b'shabbos. How do you know that there's a sakone if one will not be machitz the mila, either it's going on the makke, the Chassam Sofer says, or on the yelad bechlal, b'yayim ha'shlishi shechaliyos b'shabbos, and therefore one is permitted to be mechamem ma'im, shenema v'yihi b'yayim ha'shlishi b'yoysam k'yavim. So Rashi says, m'yitnayin shemachitzin, v'af b'yayim gimel mesukenu, that the 3rd day is also a sakone. The Chayvetz Hashem asks, so it seems from Rashi that the 1st 2 days are Zichra HaSakone. So why did Shimon and Levi wait till the 3rd day? So the Chayvetz Hashem says, and that we mentioned Thursday, that there was another Cheshbon. Besides the Cheshbon of Sakone, there's a Cheshbon of Chulshe, of weakness. So after 2 days and being in the Matzav of Sakone, so the 3rd day, besides the Matzav of Sakone that they are still in, they are weak from the sakana of the 1st 2 days. So therefore, that was a preferable time to be loichem with them. That's what the Chayvetz Hashem says. The Meiri says that the 1st 2 days, they were mistapik. Should they go? Shouldn't they go? They couldn't make up their mind. So Sheva al Tase. The 3rd day, they spoke together and said, it's either today or we won't go, because this is the last day that they're in the matzah of sakone. So that is why they waited till the 3rd day. Minayim shekoyishchin loshen shal zuhuris b'roish soira mishtalayach, shenem miyuchateichem kashonim kashelig yalbinu, to see that they were able to see that the loshen shal zuhuris was neslaben in Yom HaKippurim. Minayim l'siche shehi kishtiye, that siche is also just like Shti is also b'yayim ha'kippurim. Afal pi shein rai ledova, zeichel ledova, shenema v'atovei kamayim b'kirboi, l'cheshemen ba'atzmoisov. So there's a hekish shemen to shtiyas mayim. Zogt Rashi, kemayim bekir b'cheshemen ba'atzmoisov makish sicha l'shtiyas. Zogt the Gemara, reishe d'loy k'rabolozor ben Azarye. The reishe that says that the isha that is a peiletes b'yayim ha'shlishi is still tomei, that is not according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because we'll see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that after 2 days, she's a peiletes, after 2 days is toyer already. A peiletes on the third day is toyer. Reishe d'loy k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that wouldn't be gefelech. But seifer k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The next halacha, minayim shemachitzin es hamila b'yayim ha'shlishi, shechaliyes b'shabes, goes only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it is very modne. You have two halachas, one after the other, and Rabbeinu Kodesh was seisim, and it's going according to two different tanoi. The ikar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if the reisha would go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, tahira sheman alein. We'll see later in the Baraisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that a peiletes b'yayim ha'shlishi is toyer. So the Gemara answers as follows. Man d'loy muki ketanoi, a person who prefers not to zetzayin the Mishnah like tanoim, in such a case, since Rabbeinu Kodesh was saisim, tane reishe tohoire. So he'll take be goyres in the reishe, minayin le peiletes shichva zera, b'yayim ha'shlishi shehi tahayra. That the third day, a peiletes is toyer. Umuki lo lekule ke Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he will therefore zetzayin the whole mission like a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Uman de muki kitanoi, a person who holds its nishke felach, that Rabbeinu Kodesh was soisim two halachas, one after the other, even though they are according to different tanoim. So you could be Geiris Tmeye and Reisha Rabbonon v'seifek Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Reisha de Masnisen de loike Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah de ilu ledidei shaminalei. We know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds peiletes b'yayim ha'shlishi tahayra lekamon bebraisa. We'll see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds tahayra. And here the Mishnah says Tmeye b'yayim ha'shlishi. V'seif ha'diktoni machitzin es ha'mila, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Tu amal olekamon b'perik Rabbi Elazar. That is the sakon of the third day also. So the Gemara says as follows. Man d'loi muki ketanoi, a person who does not want to zetz ein. Astam mishne like two different tanoim, didochik umuki masnisim b'trei taime. It is preferable to him to say two pshotim in the Mishnah. Oy meshabish lo, or to vagreiz the Mishnah, o meforish lo deloy lo uk miketanoi, in order to avoid zetzing ayim the Mishnah like tanoim. That means that's a greater doichik to say that there are two tanoim, and these two halachas are for two different tanoim, and Rabbein HaKodesh was not maskir that it's a machlokes tanoim, is meshabish lo. So he'll make a greiz, o meforish lo, the loyal, and they'll make a greis and a forish law that way. The loyal look me ketanoi, mishabish law, va'oma mishabeshti, v'toni ba'toire. So say, it's preferable to make a greis, and will be goyres toire, so then these two halachas will go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. O man de muki lo ketanoi, a person who doesn't bother him to zetz ayin, but these two consecutive halachas, like two different tanoim, it is preferable to zetzayin the Mishnah according to two different tanoim than to say that it is a pagreis the Mishnah, umilukmi betrei taimi, or to say two different pshatim in the same lashon. Here it means one thing, here it means the other thing. Mukinami lahani ketanoi, so he'll zetzayin this Mishnah ketanoi. And who are these two mandiyomim? Opluktehi ba'amafkit. So machloikis amayroim in amavkit. Gabi chovis, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, man de metargem li chovis alibe de chatane, a person who could, tell me pshat in the Mishnah of chovis, there are two halachas there, which they seem their stiradik. And if he could tell me it goes according to the same Tane, my Vilna Leimoni Lebei Mesuse, I'll bring his Kalim into the base Amelchet. Because Rabbi Yochanan could not see how both halachas could go according to the same Tane. And therefore, Umuki Reisha Rabbi Yishmael v'Sefer Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, that's saying the Reisha like Rabbi Yishmael and the Sefer like Rabbi Kiva. The Ave boy, if he had wanted to have a motzi, look me betray time it. It's two lashonis, he could attach two different ways, even though it's the same lashon. Or bechatan, viki the muki lahosam bechatan, the muki seife, bishanicha bemokim shenim bekoima. Even though the Mishnah is not meforish that is the case, he says two pshotim in the Mishnah, even though it's the same lashon, in order to avoid zetzing ein the Mishnah according to two tanoim. Let us see Taisvis. Tani Reisha Tahira, Umuki La Likula Kerabaloza Benazaria. Aymari, the Mishimhochi, Einoi Magia Le Misni Tahira. Rashi Weiss Tahois, that this person had, there's one Amoire that had a Shita, that it is zichel not, the Rabbein HaKodesh would not be misadal two stam halachas one after the other according to two different tanoim. So you have to do anything, even to vagreize it, in order to avoid saying it's tanoi. The Ri does not want to go so far. Oymer Ri de mishem hochi eini magia le misni tahoire kedei le ukmi kula kerabalozo. That means it's nita zoi gefelach. That it should be according to two tanoim in order that one should make a grais. Elo, belav hochi ike de toni tahira. Be'etzem, in the Mishneh Gufe, there were two girsois. Ike de toni tahira. Ve ike de toni tmeya. So the girs in the Mishnah alone was debatable. Hilka, man de loimuki ke tanoi. A person who prefers not to zetzayin the Mishnah like Tanoim, noyach loy lishnois ka'oison shoshoinim tahira. So it is preferable, fakel, to our two girsois in the Mishnah, so it's preferable to assume that this is the right girse. Oman demuki ketanoi, and the one that says is nishkefelech, that I could say that the Mishnah is going according to Tanoim, loy kopit lishnois tmeyus. See, he doesn't have to, so he could learn Tmeya. Yeah. It could be according to Tutanoi. Vim Taima. Akati Yave Masnisin Kitanoi. Afilu, you'll be Goyres Tahira. Afilu, you are Goyres Tahira. So it comes out that the Mishnah is saying that what? That Apiletus Biemeshli she is Tahira. The whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Akati Ava Masnissen Ketanoi, the Reisha de Masnissen Rabbi Kiva Ketanilo. That means Perik Rabbi Kiva started off with Rabbi Kiva. The Seife de Ketani Piletus Tahira, Ainu de Loike Rabbi Kiva. We're going to soon learn in the Bereise that Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. The polig besomach Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So b'meile, what did you accomplish? The whole accomplishment is that the whole Stam Mishnah should not be tanoi. It's Ivesai tanoi. The reisha of the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. And then you're going right away, not like Rabbi Kiva according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Yesh loimel, emphatoisvis, the loikopid lo'ukmi ketanoi. That what he was makpit, that it should not go according to two tanoim, that's elo betrei bovi dismuchais zuachazu. If two consecutive bovis, one after the other, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh does not bear milk, that this is according to this one, this according to this one, that's modne. Aval ahi dereish pirken amaruch. We have a Mishnah afterwards that speaks about if a Svin is mekabel to me. So it is, there's a herchik between this bava and the first bava of the Perik. That is nishkefelech. Vimtaima, leman de toni tahira. According to the man de yoma that is geiris in the Mishnah tahira. So the Mishnah is saying that apeletes biyoim ashlishi tahira. Tvei havale leminket bemasnisen kras, he should have brought a different pasuk. He should have brought a pasuk de vikidashtem hayoim umocha. So that pasuk, it seems to say explicitly that they only need parisha for 2 days, hayoim umocha. And the third day, apeletes will be toher. Demash mikabaloza ben azai. Faker, the pasuk that the Gemara brings is misleading. The Mishnah brings is misleading. Hayu nechayinim l'shloish shamim, which would mean that they become toher after 3 days. So apeletes b'yayim ashlishi, it should be tameh. So if the tan, if you geir is toher, so you should have brought a different pasuk. Right afterwards it says what the nechayim should be. We don't know in what inyan of kedusha the Torah is asking Klal Yisrael to be mekadosh themselves. But here, this pasuk says, Klo al tikshu al isha. So we know Klo that the Nechayinim is a perisha from an isha. That's why the Mishnah brought this pasuk. Now we will see the machlokes tanoim. Tanu rabbonu. Peiletes shichva zera bayoim hashlishi. An isha is peilet shichva zera the third day. Tahira Divrei Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. That's what Rabbi Loza ben Azariah holds. Rabbi Yishmoel Oimer, Pa'omim, Shehein Dalid Oines. Sometimes it is Dalid Oines. An Oine is either a day or a night. So sometimes it is 4 Oines. Pa'omim, Shehein Hey Oines. Sometimes it is 5 complete Oines. Pa'omim, Shehein Vav Oines. Sometimes it is 6 aynes. Now let us see Rashi, how Rashi explains Rabbi Shmuel. Zogt Rashi. Bayoim hashlishi, peileta shichva zera bayoim hashlishi. Kigoin, sheshimsho behei. The isha was Mishamish Thursday. Upolto shichva zera bishabbos. So Shabbos is the third day. You have Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos is the third day. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Loishno Shimsho Tchilas Leil Chamishi, that the Tashmish was the beginning of Leil Chamishi. So if that was the case, the Ishtai, so it comes out that the Zera was B'Soicha Isha Dalet Oinosh Shleimis, 4 complete Oinosh. Leil Hey, Thursday night, Vehei, the night to Thursday, Vehei, and Thursday by day, Leil Vov, the night to Friday, Uvov. Loishna Shimsha Yoim Heim Chasheicha. Or if she was Meshamish, Yoim Hey, right before Friday, the night to Friday. The Loishtai Elo Mikzas Hey, 5 minutes in Thursday. The leil vav uvav the leka ela beis einay shleimos, that there are only 2 einays, and there was a little zman of Thursday. Ha eine oyaim oylaila. So bekitzer, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah holds that it depends on 2 days. After 2 days, and there's a klal of mikzas hayoyim kikuloi. Doesn't matter how much of the day. You don't count oinos, you count days. The minute 2 days pass by, and she is a peiletes afterwards, so she is a tahira. The shichva zera is nisrach after a passage of 2 days, and that is shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yishmoel Oimer. Rabbi Yishmoel says, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, theoretically it could be 2 oinos, 4 oinos. 3 oinos. But it doesn't depend on oinos, it depends in days. Rabbi Yishmoel Oimer, Pa'omim, Shehein. Volachlik Veloima. He's chaylik on Abeleza ben Azayah. Veloima, and he holds the poiletes begimul lishimushot meyo. If she is a poilet the third day, she's tamei. Avol poiletes bedalit, if she's a poiletes the fourth day, tahira. So he's maisa, but he needs 3 days to pass by. But, umaydine lecha, in the dishtik teira, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, it does not depend on einois, it depends on days. And there's a klal miktsas hayoyim kekuloi. In this yesod, Rabbi Yishmael agrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Umaydine lecha, the miktsas hayoyim kekuloi. I also agree with you that a miktsas hayoyim is a din like a complete day. Vlohik pida teira ela biminyan shel hayomim. The teira was only makbid on how many days have to pass by. Vloy biminyan ha'aynis. But the zmane ha'aynis, how many aynis are, is irrelevant. Upa'amim shehem dalid oinais shleimais. It could be there are 4 complete oinais. Sheim shimsha dalid b'shabbos. If she was mishamish Wednesday, im chashecha, right before the evening, right before Thursday evening. It was 5 minutes before the end of Wednesday. Pleitos otmeya atchilas ha'shabbos. So, theoretically, you have Wednesday, Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, but you only have 5 minutes on Wednesday. And then you have Thursday and Friday, which is 4 Einis. Pa'omim Shehem Hey Einis. You could have, she was Mishamish Wednesday, and you'll have 5 Einis. Kigoin Shimsha Betchilas Hayom Shel Dalit. That, right before the morning, so Memele, you'll have 5 Einis. Ba'amim shehem vav. Sometimes it could be 6 aynis. Kigoin shimsha betchilas leil dalit bein hashmoshes. So you have 6 complete aynis. That is the svare of Rabbi Yishmael. So Sai Rabbi Yishmael and Sai Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold that the shichva zera is nisrach after a passage of days. Now the shaila is the amount of days. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds 2 days, Rabbi Yishmael holds 3 days. But both of them agree that in when you're counting days, the halach is miktsas hayoyim kekuloi. Rabbi Kiva now Rabbi Kiva comes and disagrees. La'olam hey. There has to be a passage of 5 oinos. There has to be a passage of 5 oinos. You need 5 complete oinos. And if we had started counting already, that means she was mishamish after the first third of the first oina. So you only have 4 2/3 oinos. Nice nin la miktsas oina shishis. So then, in order to be mashlim, you'll have to be mashlim the miktsas that was chaser by the first oina, you're mashlim by the 6th oina, in order that there should be 5 complete oinas. The Sfas Emes is ma'orer in Rabbi Kiva that holds you count oinas. Now, oinas is not Tali in hours. Aynes is a yom and a laila. So the Sfas Emes says, so let's say you have 5 aynes. So sometimes if the day is larger than the night, so matters when you start counting. He said, that's for sure. You could have, if the day was larger than the night, you start counting, so you have 3 large oinos and 2 small oinos. You start counting from the night, you'll have 3 small oinos and 2 large oinos. That is poshut. It is 5 oinos and it doesn't matter however they come. No, this was emes klaus a shaila in this last halacha of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that you're mashlem the sixth oina is mashlem the first oina. So if one, so how do you cheshbon? Let's say we were mavaya, that let us say that she was mishamish after the first third of the oina, and the oina had, let's say, 15 hours. Now the sixth oina, that oina only has 9 hours. Now do you cheshbon with a third, or do you cheshbon the amount of time that was missing? And he says, mistaver is, you go with fractions, just like your mitzaref small oinis with big oinis. So mistaver, he'll go with the same fraction. That means I'm missing a third of an oine. You have to add on a third of an oine. Even though you're adding on a third of a small oine and you're missing a third of a big oine, that is loy male v'loy male. Al kaponim, Rabbi Kivayma lo'oilam, hey, you need 5 oines. Bim yatsa miktsas oina rishaina, and if you do not have a complete oina, nice nila miktsas oina shishi. So then you add on the fraction of the sixth oina. Rashi, nice nila miktsas oina vav lahashlim hay. The chol apoiletes besoich hey oinai shleimais, whenever she's a pilot in these 5 oinais, tmeya. That is the svara of Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Tosfos. Pa'amim shehem dalet. Rabbi Shmuel, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel said that, that's in the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lezer is in the amount of days. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds 2 days, Rabbi Shmuel holds 3 days. And in Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara says, days, it does not depend on oines. It could be 4 oines, 5 oines, 6 oines, doesn't matter. So Taisi says, b'milsa de Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah that holds 2 days, also could have said the same shtik Torah. Have a motzinami lishnois binyan ze. Pomim shem shtayim. Could be there's only 2 oines. Friday night. Friday by day. In a mashahu of Thursday. Pomim shem gimel. Pomim shem dalet. The Gemara could have said the same cheshbon. Why did the Gemara chapon and Rabbi Yishmael? Say Rabbi Yishmael and say Rabbi Loza ben Azariah old. You count days and mikta sayem kekuloi. So why did the Gemara explain this in Rabbi Yishmael and not Rabbi Loza ben Azariah? So the Tosfos says, Alohi noket Rabbi Yishmael, Mishum desova berevi ovet prishe kerabbi Kiva. That they both hold that they started, the Klal Yisrael was Pirish berevi. Both hold that the prishe was berevi. Kerabbi Kiva. That means even though it was the Revi, and it's possible that there were 5 oines, the way Rabbi Kiva says, Afal Pikein, it is not totally in oines, it is totally in yamin. Zok the Gemara. Amru Rabbonon kame de Rav Pope, v'omri lo Rav Pope l'rov. Bishloime Rabbi Loza ben Azariah ki Rabbonon de Omri behei ovet prisha. Rabbi Shmuel ki Rabbi Yosi doma bedalad ovet prisha. Later we're going to have a machlokes when Klal Yisrael was perish minishay say. Rabbonon hold they were perish Thursday, so memele there's 2 dates. That's Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. And Rabbi Yosi holds they were Pirish Wednesday, so we have 3 days. And that is Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Machlokes. Bishlam of Lozen Azariah Kerabonin. Omri Behei Ovid Prisha. Rabbi Shmuel Kerabi Yosi. The Omar Bedalad Ovid Prisha. So that's good. El Rabbi Kiva Keman. Rabbi Kiva comes with a Psanushi. It's not totally in days. It's totally in oynais. Keman, who does he hold like? And for the Gemara, la oylam ke Rabbi Yosi. Really, he holds like Rabbi Yosi. And that they were Pirish Yom Dalit. They were Pirish Wednesday. Now, how did he figure the shear of hey oynis? Kedi omar rab ade barab. Moshe Bahashkome Olo, Rav Ade Bar Ave said, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Bar Sinai, it was Bahashkome, U Bahashkome Yorat, and he went down, he was also went down Bahashkome. Bahashkome Olo, Dersi, Vayashke, Moshe, Baboike, Vayal, Al Har Sinai. Bahashkome Yorat, Dersi, Lech, Reid, Voolisa, Ata, Varin, Imach. Makish Yerida L'Aliyah. So in this pasuk we see there's a Hekish Yerida to Aliyah. Ma Aliyah Bashkome Af Yerida Bashkome. So Memele. Now it says in the pasuk that by Yered Moshe, that Moshe went down on Yom Dalit, and he told them to be Pirish. So he told them, so now we know when did he come down. He came down right away in the morning. He came down the morning of Yom Dalit, and he told them, Rabbi Sa, you have to be Pirish. Is Lama Lei, yeah. Ma'aliyah Bashkom, Afirida Bashkom, period. So he came down Wednesday in the morning to tell them to be Pirish. So now, this was the Raya of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva held, if Rabbi Yishmoel is right, that you cheshbin with yomim, and mitzvah hayom kikuloi. So why did he have to come down early in the morning to tell them to be poirish? Let him come down later. The pasuk was mafati, came down early in the morning to tell them to be poirish. Let him come down later. And if they will be poirish 5 minutes in Wednesday, you have your 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why did he make sure to come down early in the morning? So it's a raya that they had already to be perished from the morning. Because you need five oynes. And five oynes is Wednesday by day is one oyne, then the night to Thursday and Thursday is three, the night to Friday and Friday is five. Al koponim, so we see, so that he was forced to come down early in the morning to be mechayiv the prisha, so we see that we need five oynes. Let us see Rashi. Amrua loho atkafke de lekamei, bishloime, plukte de rabbonon ve rabbi yosi bebraise. Later we're going to have amachloikis de rabbonon ve rabbi yosi, umaisi lo bahai pirke lekamon. The Gemara will bring it later. The Rabbonon behei b'Shabbes pirshu. Klal Yisrael was pirish minishesayim Thursday. Ula Rabbi Yosi b'dalet. Ula kula alme b'Shabbes nitnu aseres hadibris. B'kivin de b'Shabbes nitnu al kochoch b'leil Shabbes tovlu v'loi shachetz kede mitaretz l'kamot. And if Shabbos in the morning, they were mekabel de teure, so they tovel themselves. Leil Shabbos. Shaloyu alolu toiv livim v'alolu mahalchim l'kabel toire. Shabbos in the morning, you shouldn't have others that are still busy to toivel themselves. They all should go together to mekabel the toire. So memeile hilkach. Bishloim erabaloza kerabonon da'omri bachmishe b'shabbos ovet prishe. So they were poirish chamishi. V'yeshaloy pirshu elohim chashecha. Others were poirish right before the night of Friday. And if they were table themselves Friday night, Shmamino the Pilates Begimul, Faisha's pilot by the third day, Tahira. Umitzas Hayoim Shal Tashmish Kikuloi. And the 5 minutes of the Thursday is considered one day. The Rabbi Shmuel Daime Begimel Tmeya Bedalat Tahira, that Rabbi Shmuel goes in the third day if she's a Pilate, she's Tomei. In the fourth day she's Toya Kasova Bedalat Ovid Prisha. They made Prisha on Wednesday, Kirab Yaisi. Tahava Leil Shabbos Revi. So this is, so you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Leil Shabbos is the fourth day. Again, he also has mitzvah Yom Kikul. They were poirish Yom Arevi. When in Yom Arevi, as long as 5 minutes before Nacht is also good. Even though there's only four oynes, Leil Hei Vehei, Leil Vav Vav. The Lahochem Ishetavlu Pleitos and Tahira, like Peter Teira Ela Beyomim. And even though you have four oynes, you have 3 days. Ela Rabbi Akiva, the Oma, Rabbi Akiva that says, Kol Hei Oynes Temeya Im Tifloi. Rabbi Akiva says that it depends on oynes. Keman. Where did he see that the Torah was makpid on oynes? Hayomim ksib. Shleishis yomim. Kidashtem ayayim amocha. The psukim speak about days. V'kaim along. We have a klal mikzas hayoyim kikuloi. So where did he get this cheshbon of oynes? So the Gemara says, Loilam Abikive Kirab Yaisi. He holds like Rab Yaisi that the Prisha was Yaim Dalit. But he holds Uchtarav Ad. The Oma, Moshe Kol Ali Yaisav Bashkoma Olo. When he went up to Bar Sinai, it was Bashkoma. V'chol Yerida Yisav Bashkoma. He went down also Bashkoma. Hilkach. Yerida Dersiv. Vayered Moshe Minahor El Ha'om Vayekadish Esom. And Vayikadish Yisom means the Hainu Prisha. When was this Yeride? Bahashkomas Revi Yisom. He went early in the morning to be Mekadish Do. Umiduhuska Lahafrishon Bahashkome. If he had to be Mafrish them in the morning, Shmamino Ad Hei Oinais Shleimais Kopitko. So the Torah specified when the Vayikadosh Yisom was. It was early in the morning. So we see, in order to assure that there will not be Tmeyos Leil Shabbos, they needed a Prisha of 5 Oynes. Frag the Gemara. Naniach, afilo we will assume that Rabbi Kiva is correct. And you need a parisha of 5 oynes. But lama leila meimgulu, why did he have to come down? Thursday in the morning, Wednesday in the morning, Yom Dalet in the morning, lemeimgulu to tell them, va'omar rav hune yisroel kidoishim hein, ve'ein mishamshin mitoiseyem bayoy. So memeile it's tamazoinat noigeya. That means, afilu, no one will be mishamish mitoiseyem bayoyim. So he could come down later, automatically, as the kedoshim, they were perish the whole day. So why did he have to come down early to tell them to be perish? Mitzad atzmam, they'll be perish already. So he could have come down later. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so poshe. Ha'omarovim hoya bayis ofel muta. So they're permitted to be mishamish b'yayim. Afilu, it is not a bayis awful. So memele, there was a possibility that there would be shimush biyoim dalit, so they would not be toyer leil Shabbos. So therefore, he made sure to come down early in the morning to tell them that the mechuyev to be perish the whole yoim dalit. Let us see Rashi. Why did he have to tell them shachis to be perish? The lav hochinami loy have a mishamshin. The koma ravhune, the ain mishamshin bayoim. One is not mishamish bayoim. The chsiv boize drochov yomus. Drochov goes on tashmish. Derech gever ba'alme. So if a person is boize droch of yomus, the boy it's niyuso shelo yistaklu. So the Gemara says, either by yisofel or talmud chochem shutzanua, v'lo yistakl sagilei b'mafil b'talisa. Let us see Taisvis. Bashkome ola alibed rabbi kiva ayri. ישראל קדושים הם, ולעבור פשעים דאום הרבה זדרוך ויומוס, זה המשמש מתוסי ביום, ועוד דקורון קדושים, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכס כהנם וגוי קודש. So the Chodesh Ovev explains that the second shot in Tosfos is that you say the Pasuk as follows. Va'atem tiyu li, you'll be my nachle. Why? Because you are now a mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. The Koran Kedoshim. So we see the Rabbeinu Shlom said that Klal Yisrael is Kedoshim. If they are Kedoshim, so mamele they are Poyish. Now I have a problem in the first Mahalach in Tosfos, and what Rashi says is very interesting. The Gemara in Nideh, Daf Yudzayin Omed Aleph, says as follows. Rav Chisda Omar, Osa loy la'odom l'shamish bayoy. Shenema v'yahavto l'reyachal kamoicha. So the Gemara says, my mashme, what my shmita leitza al Sinai. Also the shamish beyom as vafter leyacha kemoichin. Omar Rabaye shemo yirebo dvar megune v'tisgana olov. So memela as vafter leyacha kemoicha one should not be mishamish beyom. Now the same gemara we have on the mesechtes needed after zayin on the base. Omar Rabbi Yochanan also liodom leshamish beyom. And Rabbi Yochanan brings up a different pasuk. And Reish Lakish Omar Mehoch. Boize Drochov, this pasuk that Rashi brings down by us, Boize Drochov Yomus. And Rashi explains Reish Lakish. The Drochov Tashmish, K'may Derech Gever Baalme, V'Meshamish Bayoim, Bo Lidei Bizoyoim, Shema Yirodot, Shema Yirabo Dovol Megune, Vetizgane Olof. So the same Lomdis that Rav Chisda said, Als Rehaftele Yacha Kamoicha, and Abaye said, Shema Yirabo Dovol Megune, so Reish Lakish said, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Osa Lo Odom L'shamish B'yoim, Boizet Rochov, and Rashi says the same thing, L'shamish B'yoim, Bo Lidei B'zoim. Shema Yirabot Dvar Megune V'tizgan Olam. Now later, on Daf Yudzayin Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Hune Yisroel Kedoshim. Yisroel Kedoshim V'ein Meshamshim Bayim. So the Ian Yaakov, of an old Mesechtes Nide, says Rav Hune Yisroel Ka Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Oso Leila Odom Shnem Avavta Leyacha Kamoichel. We had before and after Zayin with Beis Rabbi Yochanan said also Lili Yodam and Reish Lakish brought this pasuk Beis Edrocha. And Rashi says it's the same time. Boli Dei Bezoin, Shem Yirabot Dovah Begunah V'tizgane. Rav Huna says it's not an Issa, Yisrael Kedoshim. Tzad Keduk, Kavish Atzmecha B'mutaloch. It's not also. Kavish Atzmecha B'mutaloch. That is Rav Huna. So, if the Agamore brought Rav Huna, Yisrael Kedoshim heim, so why did Rashi bring the Posik, Boizet Roch of Yomus, and here Rashi says, Absgor an andere Taich, the Boitz Neuse, Sheloy Yistaklu. The Gemore brought this Posik, and after Zainam at Beis, according to Rav Yochanan, who says, Osir. And Rav Huna says Yisrael Kedai doesn't mention also. The Gemara doesn't bring any posuk whatsoever. It would be very much mashme, like the second teretz of Tosfos. That v'kert, Rav Huna Yisrael, v'amar Rav Huna Yisrael Kedai, maybe we paskin like Rav Huna, there's no Yisrael, it's only mitzad kedusha. And Tosfos says, and the Rabbi Shlom says that they were Kedai, matem tiyuli, because you are Goy Kodesh. But it's very mechudishtik how Rashi brings down, Rashi and Tosfos bring down the posik, and they say it's a different taich in the posik, and Vosa Tosfos felt the posik, if it's Kedoshim, and there the posik, the Gemara learns out an Issa from the posik, and here, L'chayre, there's no Issa, it's just Alts Kedoshim. Unless the Chaylik on the Iyun Yaakov, but Iyun Yaakov is a Meir de Kediyak. The two Amiroim said Osir, And then Ravuna says Yisrael Kedoshimim. Zach the Gemara weiter. Vatvulei yaim ninhu. So now we hear here as we weigh machloikis, what happened after Friday? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Friday was the end of the second day. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Friday was the end of the third day. According to Rabbi Kiva, Friday was the end of the fifth Oinah. But Al Koponim, so the only time they could be table themselves was on Leil Shabbos. So it comes out if they table themselves Leil Shabbos, so it comes out that B'Shas Matan Torah, they will be at full Yom. Frag die Gemara, wo tvula yayn ninu. But as he rashi, wo tvula yayn ninu. Kiven de lekulu shaminon. According to all these three tanoim, the belele Shabbos tavlu, they weren't able to tavlu themselves before lele Shabbos. Friday was still the man that if she'll be a piletish, she'll be at meyer. Havu luhu tvula yayn, kshekiblu teire. So they were mekabu the teire al tvul yayn. Shloi hoyolem erev shemesh acher atvila. So what's the kasha? The kivin the hochiyu, so that's very modern. So the forstel, that b'shas matan teire, they weren't tahoirem, they were all tzvul yayim. The kivin the hochiyu, so Rashi says, so the Gemara's kasha was, ikele meima, so it is preferable to say, yeah, that everyone is wrong. That we see how kolchach, if the tvila was Friday, by day, and they were not chayish for a plate after Friday by day, so see Friday when his plate toss and toira. So we say all of them are in off. Abaye barovin v'rabchanine barovin the omri tovayu nitna toira litvulyo. No. Didn't have to be completely tohoir by matan toira. Nitna toira litvulyo. So memele. So it's no problem. Yosef Mereimer v'kamalo lahoshmaite. He told over that Rabbi Barovin, Rav Chanina Barovin had said that the Torah was nitn l'tvuyay. Amalei Ravina l'mereimer. So Ravina asked Mereimer, what is pshat when you're telling me? Nitno kamrit l'maise, they were tvulayayim. And they were mekabel the Torah als tvulayayim. Theoretically, the Torah would have been given even though if they were Tvulayim. But Lamaisa, they were not Tvulayim. Amalei, Ruye Kamine. I mean theoretically. Lamaisa, they were not Tvulayim. Let us see Rashi. How did that come about? Ruye Kamine. Ruye Linasin Litvulayim. It would be right to be given, even though they were tvulayim. Okay, sovri hani tanoi laik bida teira al tvulayim. The teira wasn't makbit. The like siv erev shemesh elolinyin kotchim. Only by kotchim you need erev shemesh. By trumos, mstabatum, is also called kaidish. Hilkach. Kol gimel yomim ha'amurim linyin prishe. Huskeku liyais kaidim atvila. So that means you needed all these days before the tvila. That was that you needed. That means if there'll be a pilatus, you have to tivel again. So that way it was ruyili nos. This is this man the Torah gave for prisha. So going with this man, the Torah would have to be given to Tvulayim, because the Friday, if there would be a Pelefes, she'd have to be Tevil Friday night, and she'd be at Tvulayim. Umiyu, loy nitnu le Tvulayim. Lemai said they were not Tvulayim. Why? Lefisha tovlu mi boyayim. All of them wanted not to be Tvulayim, so they all Tevil mi boyayim. The loy polto, but lemaisa they weren't pilot. Vimayu poltois, if they would have been pilot, Yachzu v'yitvulu mishetersha. So they would table themselves again, and then they would be tvuliyah. But it wasn't necessary. They lamaisa, they all took a chance, they all table, let's see, maybe we'll be zeichet to be tahirim legamri. And that's what happened to Ake. And they were table Friday, no one was a Pilates, but Al Kaponim, the Torah said one had to make a parisha that Al Kaponim, he should be roi to Al Kaponim, if there will be a plate that he should, Al Kaponim should be Tomei Bishas Matan Torah. Fragt die Gemara weiter. Velitvelu Beinei Shimsha. So now we have as follows. They were finished. They were finished already. After Friday, they were finished. Is velitvelu beinei shimshi. Let them table themselves Friday night. Velikablu teire beinei shimshi. And Kabbalah Satayre should be at night. Let us see Rashi. Velitvelu beishimshi. Velikablu teire beishimshi. Leili Shabbos, Tori Beishimshi, Bechol Duchte. Leil Shabbos is called Beishimshi, Beinash Moshes, Mivnei, Sheinash Moshes, Shaloi, Choluk, Mikol Yomim. Some of the Beinash Moshes is also, but Melocha, Mikayr Sofi. So, Mamil, the Shabbos finds it only Beinash Moshes. For Hutzrech, Laskiroi, Bekama, Mekoyim. Svochi Polish. The Rabbi Kiva, the Oma, Hikpido, Toira, Alminyan, Ha'inik. Rabbi Kiva had a cheshbon. The prisha had a start Wednesday morning. There's a cheshbon of oynes. V'loi hikpida ella al chomesh. And the Torah was only makpid on five oynes. Lama loi kiblua b'layla. So why would they mekabel the Torah at night? I'm counting oynes. So memela, we are finished. We are finished with the five oynes. So why would they mekabel at night? Since the Rabbein Shalom waited till the morning, Ika lemeima shikpida al pleites halayla v'ika vavoynes. Faker. This whole limud of oynes is, we see how the Rabbein Shalom was mesadre. The Rabbein Shalom said he had to make sure there's a prisha Wednesday morning. Why do we have to need a prisha Wednesday morning? Because you need one oyna Wednesday morning. So if you're making such cheshbonis, so let's make another cheshbon. Why did the Rabbi Shalom wait till the morning to give the Torah? So by stage you need another oyne. You need an oyne yet of the Leil Shabbos. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Kiva. Ona Rabbi Yitzchok loy meirosh b'seiser dibarti. No, it's a different cheshbon. Loi b'seisa dibarti b'mokim eretz choyshech b'layla choyshechu. That means, no, there's a different cheshbon, that you can't buy any raya why the Torah is not given at night, because the Rabbi Shalom wanted that it should not be given b'seisa, it should be given b'goli, b'fahesye. So therefore, that is why the Torah was given Shabbos in the morning, but you can't build any rayas from that. Frag the Gemara, v'litvelu b'tzafre de Shabbat, let them be toivel b'tzafre de Shabbat, v'lekablu toira b'tzafre de Shabbat. Let us see Rashi. Litvelu b'Shabbat b'tzafre. V'lomo hutzrach, let us see the Bar's Gilse, v'lomo hutzrach lahafri Shabbash kome, b'yoyim revi, amiridike kashe an Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said you needed five oynes. And since you need five oynes, so therefore they had to be peirish from Wednesday morning, so you'll have five oynes. Frag the Gemara, why did they have to be peirish Wednesday morning? Lama hutzra frisha bashkama di yem revi yifrishu im chasheicha. They should have been peirish Wednesday evening. Im chasheicha bedalot. Then what will be? So you have Thursday and Friday is four oynes. And Friday night will be the fifth oynes. V'yitvulu b'shabbos achetz. Vim poltu la'acha tvile, tahoirem. Ta'obru hei oinesh shleimes. Because five oines passed by. Vim poltu leile shabbos v'nitmu. La'ich beslon. I feel they'll be poilet leile shabbos. The gate minish done. V'toivlen shachis. They'll be toivl in the morning. The balkeri toivl b'yayma. Va'at amret nitna toire l'tvula yayim. So Mamela, according to you, why again? Why your whole raya is? Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down early Wednesday morning? So you machiach from this that there the cheshbon with oines. I feel your cheshbon with oines. It still wasn't necessary to come down Wednesday morning. Could have come down Wednesday evening, and you'll still have your five oines and the table Shabbos in the morning. That is the Gemara's Kasha an Rabbi Kiva. V'yesh svarim de garsinen bei trei lishne, de garsinen hochi, and the Kasha is l'Rabbi Lozo l'shamshu b'imome de chamishi. According to Rabbi Lozo, that says 2 days l'shamshu b'imome de chamishi, l'Rabbi Yishmoel l'shamshu b'leile de chamishi, l'Rabbi Kiva the night to Chamisha, and him the day to Chamisha, and Rabbi Kiva L'sham should be Imam Adabo. That to be Mishamish Wednesday by day. For Aimer Ani, Shehu Shibush. If you're asking Akasha and all three Tanoim, Vagir Saito, Lo Yoda Lafosh, Mar Shomar Rabbi Shmo Pomim Shemei Oines. That means this whole Kasha, Rashi says, is only according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that the whole criteria is oinois. So according to Rabbi Kiva, I'm asking a ma'ir de kekashe. So taka l'shamshi b'yoyim rabbi, and let the prisha be somoch l'leil chamishi, and fartik, and you'll have your fifth oino Friday night, and there'll be toivel Shabbos in the morning. But according to the others, it's a cheshben of yomim. So this is le'mal le'moirit. You need dates. And for the Gemara, Omar Rab Yitzchak, Shaloyei Halolo Hoilchin Lekabel Teure, Halolo Hoilchin Letvile. That when this man of Kabbalah's HaTeure comes, you shouldn't have others are going to be Mekabel the Teure, and we will wait with Matan Teure because Halolo Hoilchin Letvile. And this man of Matan Torah comes, all of them should be there at time. So therefore the Torah wanted to assure that at night there won't be any plate that'll be metamis and memele, so they'll toivel at night, and by day they'll all go lekabel es haTorah. Zog Tosfos, v'litvelu b'nei shimshi, lekabelu Torah b'nei shimshi. The Gemara had asked they should table themselves Friday night, and we mekabel the Torah Friday night. Perish bekuntas, Rabbi Kiva porish. According to Rabbi Kiva, that means the five oines are over. That was the kasha, or else bring a raya that you need six oines. The ri oimer ad Rabbi Loza ben Azai ve Bishmol nami por. The nailef mihoch and da oines kopit kro. Okay, what is the inyan of waiting a whole night? The iayomim, according to you, that it's totally in days. So my male, the days are over. Either 2 days or 3 days are over. The iayomim, the kablu teire beishimshi. So my male, it's finished. So forget that's the kasha. The kasha is that goofa that they want mekabel the teire at night. Why say they were not going to mekabel the teire at night? Kumar says, no, that night is not the proper time to be mekabel the Torah. V'rek v'gemore v'letavlo b'tzafra de Shabbat. So Tosfos says, ho vaday loy porich elo l'Rabbi Kiva. Here the kash is according to Rabbi Kiva. D'svir alei da oines kopit kro. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Torah was mapped on oines. The name of, so the kasha is, the name Dilma Binan Sheish Einais. Maybe you need Sheish Einais. Maybe you need Sheish Einais. So the whole raya is from how Matan Torah tzach habegishtel. So since Matan Torah was by day, so maybe the tefillah was also by day. And you need sheish einis. The name Dilma bin and sheish einis. Lechim teime im hoyu poiltais b'seif leo Shabbos mosa yitvulu. Little bit safra the Shabbat. That's the Gemara's kasha. He says maybe you need sex einis. And if there'll be necessity, there'll be pilot, there'll be table Shabbos. Avol rabbelozol. Rabbi Yishmoel Oiporich the name Dil Mekopid Rachmona Oines. According to them, you can't say that the Gemara's Kash is Dil Mekopid Rachmona Oines. The Pomim He Kula. The Kula is with Akuf. That's what it says in the Tosfos Arosh. That means Oines can sometimes be a Kula. Kigoy Im Shimshu Betchilas Halayla. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that's how the Tais Rosh Tais. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're going im shimshu betchilas halayla. They were mishamish in the beginning of the layla. Tei kapdinen aoinais. If we are makbed an oinais, misha avru hey oinais tahira. So if you start counting from the night to Wednesday, and Wednesday. So come out, Misha Ovlu Hey Oines Tahira. Vahashte de Kopid Ayomim, Eine Tahira, Ad Yom Revi. So Memela, so what is the Kasha? You should Cheshbon with Oines. How do you know that Oines is the criteria? Maybe Yomim is the criteria. Miyamatsina Lameima, the Porich, Dilme Kopid A Oines Ve Ayomim. Could be the Kasha is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how do you know? How do you know that Yomim alone is sufficient? Maybe you need Oines and Yomim. Atavayu lechuma, sheshimesh betchilas halayla, nezel basa yomim. Then five Oines will happen, you know. Sheshimsha besaifa yomim, nezel basa Oines. Maybe you need five Oines. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, if they were mishamish right before Thursday night, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a peletes leil Shabbos is toya. Maybe not. Maybe need another oine. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, that couldn't be. It couldn't be that you need another oine, and though they should table themselves Shabbos by day. Shelo yehei alolu hilchim lekabel toire, ba alolu hilchim litve. Din taima. So the Zman Tvile could not have been Shabbos because they says Alolo Hilchem Lekabel Torah V'Alocho Hilchem Litva V'im Taima Im Kein Ma Tzorich Rabbi Yitzchok L'Drosh Edoloi Meirosh B'Seisor Dibarti. So why did Rabbi Yitzchok have to bring the Drosh to say that the Torah was not given Friday night because it will be Beseisa Poshet Friday night? That was the Zman Tvila. So Memil Halol Hilchin Lekabel Torah, Halol Hilchin Litvel. So that's why it can't be Friday night. V'yeshloima de Itzterach. So that's the reason why you have to say Psanushtik Torah. The I lav hochi litvelu betchilas leili Shabbos. Let them be toivel. That's right. If you say that Friday they're finished with the plate, so now this man tvile starts Shabbos. Is litvelu betchilas leili Shabbos. Let them toivel betchilas leili Shabbos. And thus verstehtzer that you can't make matan Torah betchilas leilei Shabbos because halolo hilchim litvel v'halolo hilchim lekabelas haTorah. But in mechatzos laila ve'elech yekablu Torah. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha was Torah. The Torah should have been given chatzos laila. That was the kasha. And and everything will be taken care of. The plate becomes toyer already by the end of Friday. And the tvila will be till chatzais. And chatzais will be matan toyer. That was the Gemara's kasha. And since it wasn't like that, so it's a ray, you need another oina. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered, no. That matan toyer cannot be at night. Because it loy me roish b'seisel dibalti. So memela, that's why the Gemara is saying, avol b'yoyim, im hoyu ma'achem achiyitvulu kulam. If they would have been ma'achem, avol b'yoyim, im hoyu ma'achem achiyitvulu kulam. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was that According to Rabbi Kiva, the kasha was that really they should make, why did they have to make the prisha? Why did they have to make the prisha Wednesday morning, make the prisha Wednesday night, and then you'll have your five oinis and you'll tithe yourself Shabbos in the morning. So memela avol b'yoyim hoyu ma'achrim ad sheyitvu lo kulam ayim esbatlam metal meteira. Estes, if they'd be able to be roy in the morning, it would be bitl teira. So the Chodesh Aviv says pshat because Moshe Rabbeinu learned with them from the morning till at night. So memela, so if you can chaparayin the whole day, so memela. So therefore, you shouldn't. That's why they didn't want to make that halalu heilchem litvel v'halalu mekablam esatayim. Okay, we'll stop here.